Well, it's the wrong decision. I'm committed to fulfilling my term and not vacating my responsibility to the people in Broward County, to the community that I serve and fell in love with.
When Scott Israel spent two full days in June appealing his suspension, he and his legal counsel set out to disprove the governor's allegations of incompetence and negligence. DeSantis's claims against Israel center on the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School that claimed the lives of 17, and another mass shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport in 2017 that saw 5 deaths. DeSantis has argued Israel failed to provide proper training to deputies tasked with protecting the school. Nick Primrose, who represents DeSantis, argued the frequency of Israel's trainings wasn't adequate.
But unlike SWAT officers, who are supposed to engage in active shooter situations and undergo training multiple times a month, Scott Israel's deputies assigned to schools were not keeping their skills sharp on a monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or even semi-annual basis.
In the case of the Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting, DeSantis has accused Israel of not properly staffing the airport for security. Israel has vehemently defended his training, even describing training sessions during his June hearing.
Incredible training. We rappelled a canine dog down off the helicopter into those upper classrooms so that the canine dog could search out the killer.
During questioning by his own attorney, Ben Cuney, Israel said other law enforcement agencies even sought to duplicate the training for their own officers. Since being suspended, Israel and Cuney have maintained DeSantis' accusations have been politically motivated. Cuney called it look-back finger-pointing.
There is a distinct difference between neglect of duty, obligations required by law, and those set by the position of office, and whim or fancy on the part of a politician.
Dudley Goodlett, who served as special master for the Senate during Israel's June hearing, made waves in Florida's political landscape this week by recommending Israel be reinstated. In his recommendation, Goodlett says DeSantis didn't prove Israel's policies and training are inconsistent with state law enforcement standards. It resulted in Senate President Bill Galvano calling for a special session, which is to run the entire week of October 21st. Shortly after the release of Goodlett's report, DeSantis stood by all of his allegations and appeared confident putting the final decision in the hands of the Senate.
But there's no doubt that there was incompetence and neglect of duty, and there's no doubt that Florida law says that that sheriff is responsible for those conduct. So I think that the senators will be able to separate the wheat from the chaff on that, and I think that they'll do the right thing.
Meanwhile, Israel held a press conference of his own in South Florida, also sticking to his assertions that there was no incompetence or negligence on his part. He thanked Galvano for calling the special session, adding he believes senators will be fair and impartial.
I want to thank Special Master Goodlett, and I want to thank Senate President Galvano for creating this process.
Ahead of the special session, Galvano is urging senators to review all evidence and arguments put forth by counsel for both parties. There were 7,300 pages of evidence and depositional testimony submitted during the June hearing. Senators have been directed by Galvano not to speak publicly about Israel's suspension, except for in the Rules Committee or during the special session. I'm Ryan Daly.